intézmény nevében. A mai esténk apropója kettős. Egyrészt Timur X úr 70. születésnapja, amelyet Németországban és immár a Ludwig Múzeumon keresztül Magyarországon is szeretnénk ilyen módon megünnepelni. A másik apropója egy több mint egy éves levelezés, ami a gyűjteményi katalógusunk kapcsán indult el, és ekkor derült ki, hogy egy 94-ben még a Budai Várban lévő Timur X kiáltás kapcsán készült installáció időközben sajnálatos módon megsemmisült, és ennek az újbóli felállítására hívtuk meg a művészt. Ez az installáció most már látható, tegnap, illetve ma reggel elkészült a 3. emeleti állandó kiállításban. Most sajnos technikai okok miatt 3 napig zárva van a 3. emelet, de péntektől egészen a kiállítás zárásáig meg lehet majd tekinteni. És akkor átadnám a szót Timur X-nak, aki kifejezetten ezért jött el Budapestre, hogy ezt az installálást és az előadást megtartsa. És hát ezúton szeretném megköszönni a Goethe Intézetnek az anyagi támogatásukat.
I can speak like this, yeah. I have to say that my English is very bad, and so I will not say so much because I hope the pictures will speak for themselves. I cannot say that I'm glad that so many people have come, because more than half of the seats are empty, but nevertheless I'm very happy that some of my most beloved persons I know in Budapest have come, for example Dora Maurer and Maria Schilf and Tamás Szentaubi, it's spelled or said in the right way, and I thank you very much, Miklós, for inviting me to show some works, because we had the opportunity to reproduce in this museum a work that I have done 16 years before in the old museum on the hillside, and so I had the opportunity to come back to the town, or one of the towns I love most in the whole world. I don't say so in every town where I travel. It's really so, because I also went to Budapest when I was still teaching in Münster at the Art Academy. And one of my last journeys with students was to Budapest, and we have gone around, and it was very inspiring for me to stay here. And I also thank the Goethe Institute that they made it possible that I could come again, and they also made it possible to come 16 years ago. So I will show you some works of mine. I have brought with me a lot of slides. Normally nobody will see any slides, because it's an old-fashioned medium. But I cannot prepare a PowerPoint presentation. I'm not accustomed to this. But I shall still show some slides. It's a kind of sentimental journey, because I will also show the works which I have done in Budapest, and I'm still thinking that the works are not so bad I had done here. Maybe you have another opinion of them, but I still I'm still thinking of these works, and one of the works I could finally sell to a museum in Germany, the Museum Ritter, you know, the chocolate which is in squares, and they have now one work, and they made a poster of it for my last exhibition in June, May to September. I forgot to bring it with me, this poster, but I remember this was interesting time to stay here with all the people from Budapest helping me. Most of them was the contact was made by Dora Maurer to the Goethe Institute and the Ludwig Museum, Katharine Nerey, which is not living anymore. And also there was help by András Galik, who is now a very famous artist. He was a little boy accompanying me, and now he's more famous in Germany than I am in Hungary, but I don't mind. And I must apologize, Dora Mauer, because when I show the slides, they are from nearly 50 years, she will know everything of it, and please don't go because you say, oh, I know everything. But there might be people who have not seen all these items. And I also brought with me some films on DVD so that I can change doing the slides and show some films. And I start also with a film which is not so known to all the people who are here now. The problem is not to show works, but to reduce all the works you can show. But I think some of them might be quite amusing. I hope so. Yeah. And I will not explain the works. You will understand them by themselves.
Thank you.
This film is something like a motto because it connects my profile or my face with the universe, as you have seen. And that's a theme which everybody, every artist is concerned with, because the old question has to be answered, or you try to answer the old question which Gauguin asked: where do we come from, who are we, and where do we go? And this is, I try to make a film about this. So now I go on with slides and interrupt it with film so that it's not too dull. This is a sign like a medicine's habit on the door, and it's something like I do now, because Sprechstunden nach Vereinbarung means that you are telling, make an audition by telling what's to be done. And I start with works which I've done with myself, with my own body. You must know that in 1961 I declared myself as a first living work of art, and I exhibited myself in a glass case. But you cannot do this all the time, and so I had to make more of this program. You see a self-portrait which covers the whole body of my skin. 180 centimeters, like my height, and 102 centimeters in the broad, the surface of my body. Well, here I marked with white paint the parts of my body I cannot see, can never see directly. This is a picture of I used my skin as a film by projecting light or sunlight on it, and by sunburning I got this work. This work was also shown in 1994 in my Budapest exhibition. It was also on the invitation card. On the left side you see a normal bust. You have the upper part of the body, and beneath it you have the sockel, the base. And on the right side I made completed it with the part of my body in the lower stadium, and put a base ahead. Now, later I've done it in bronze. This was in plaster and colored. I made it in bronze. And from this cast of my body, I made a negative. It's in the cemetery of artists in Kassel, where the documentary takes place. And you look into the negative of my body, and when I die someday, I will be brought to Kassel, I will be burned, and my ashes will be filled into this negative. So the ashes will gather in my head, and you can go there and visit me. Another negative is this. I put myself into a dice of 55 centimeters, and it was filled with bronze, and where the body pressed against the form, you can look into the negative, and you can see my body in the whole volume. Another negative is this, the foundling. We took a big stone, in Germany they call them foundling, findling. It's the same verb you use for a lost child, a child you find somewhere in the street or in front of a church. And we made a negative into this stone, and then it was shut, and I rested there for 10 hours. And I made a lot of cast from my body because I cannot work as a normal sculpture with plaster or something like this. And I make a cast of my hands, and they are connected with a hinge, and it's now a handbook you can read in my hands. And when you go to a Graz in Austria, in a cave, you can see there my also another cast of my hands as stalagmites and stalactites. Is that right? And perhaps in 1,000 years, the water will falling down will connect my hands. But people are admiring me so much, and they touch it, so maybe it will even last longer. Well, this is a small bronze, Handgriff, Kunstgriff, I call it. I took a little bit of this clay and formed it, and we made bronze and in gold. And here you see a big frame of plaster. And it's cut in the lower part, and when you look there, it's my profile is in the profile of the frame. This was another work in Austria, in Graz. I found a tree which was cast by a lightning. And you know, lightning is a symbol for God. Or when there's lightning, God speaks. And on the lower part, you see myself speaking. It's a cast on my face, and even my mouth is filled with plaster. And the growing rings of the tree, they are like Schallwellen, you know, Edvard Munch, The Cry. There are also these rings of the waves of the voice. I went also with a lightning conductor on my back, but I'm still alive, so God doesn't exist, as I say, or God doesn't mind. That I'm naked is not so necessary. You can go with a suit, but it's more existentialistic when you go naked. Pardon me, it's on a head. I made drawings like that police does when there are people lying on the streets. But I did it in the night, and when people came in the morning to the car, they saw the cars connected with these drawings, and they ask, "Oh, what happened there?" Or here I was lying in the airport of Hanover on the fleeceband, and I was they made a ray. X-rays from me, like the suitcases, they were on the same transportation band. This was a quite interesting action I did in Frankfurt. I took some medicine, and this medicine colored the urine in red and blue and green, and I went to the public toilet, water closet, but not with a single, like Duchamp's Becken was his pissoirs, but with a long line, and people wondered because suddenly there was coming red and green and blue. water, but I didn't tell them what that it was an art action. In Munich, 1972, I was running in this treadmill each day for 42 kilometers, like a marathon runner. But I didn't go. I didn't win anything because I was running on this on the spot. And the people were so aggressive that they tried to throw me down, and somebody broke his arm, and so we had to protect the people. And not to protect me, but the people by making such actions. This was in the Lüneburger Heide, and in the mid-70s, I threw stones, perhaps 200,000 stones, each stone for itself, as far as I could. And the big stones, I could only throw some meters, and the others flew 30 meters. And so by time, I got this big field, egocentric stone circle. Now, the idea I had in 1 minute, but to fulfill the sculpture, it took 2 years. This is a gray stone. It's not the end of my showing now. It's a gray stone. It says, think always, or remember always to forget me. And the more you try to forget me, it's the more intense you will remember me. So now I ask for the second film. This will last a little bit long. It's about 7 minutes, I think. It's also an action with myself. I must not explain, I think.
Kein beschaulicher Sonntagmorgen in der Kunsthalle Recklinghausen. Letzte hektische Vorbereitungen zur Eröffnung einer Ausstellung mit den Arbeiten des münsterschen Kunstprofessors Tim Ulrichs. Warum diese Ausstellung?
Wir haben Tim Ulrichs zum 50. Geburtstag eine Ausstellung machen wollen. Oder wir können auch sagen, wir wollten uns eine Ausstellung mit Tim Ulrichs sozusagen zu seinem Geburtstag schenken. Die haben wir jetzt auch gemacht. Nun ist Tim Ulrichs mittlerweile nicht mehr 50, sondern 51, sogar 51,5 Jahre alt. Aber das ist vielleicht auch sehr typisch für Tim Ulrichs, dass er immer irgendwie zu spät kommt, zumindest, wie man an dieser Ausstellung auch gesehen hat, auf den letzten Drücker kommt.
Zu dieser Ausstellungseröffnung hat Tim Ulrichs sich etwas Besonderes vorgenommen. Er möchte sich von dem Messerwerfer Johnny King ein Porträt aus Messern auf dieses Holzbrett werfen lassen. Was dachte der Direktor der Kunsthalle, als Tim Ulrichs mit dieser Idee an ihn herantrat?
Zunächst mal war ich sehr erschrocken darüber, aber im zweiten Überlegen war schon sehr klar, dass dies durchaus Sinn macht im Zusammenhang seiner Gesamtarbeit, wenn es um Selbstdarstellung geht, auch wenn es darum geht, extreme Situationen mit Kunst in Verbindung zu bringen.
Ich will Sie einfach willkommen heißen zu den Arbeiten und viel Spaß wünschen bei der Betrachtung der Arbeiten, sofern Sie dann weiterhin überhaupt was sehen bei der Masse der Leute. Aber ich glaube, dass die Ausstellung sehr deutlich macht, dass hier wirklich ein Totalkünstler am Werk ist, der Kunst und Leben wirklich bis zum Letzten in eins bringt. Ein Totalkünstler einerseits, ein Universaldilettant andererseits. Alles Begriffe, die er selbst gefunden hat, sich selbst gegeben hat. Und darauf, meine Damen und Herren, werden Sie schon warten, wie auch heute wieder eine extreme Situation. Und zwar wird der Messerwerfer Johnny King von Tim Ulrichs ein Messerwerferporträt anfertigen und geradezu im klassischen Sinne auch ein Porträt anfertigen, nämlich Tim Ulrichs wird wirklich Modell stehen für dieses Messerwerferporträt. Einzelwerferporträt, das dann hinterher Bestandteil auch dieser Ausstellung sein wird. Also meine Damen und Herren, ganz herzlich willkommen und viel Spaß noch, viel Spannung muss man auch sagen, und Theo Ulrichs Durchstehvermögen und Mut bei Johnny King und Tim Ulrichs. Herzlichen Dank für Ihr Kommen.
So, ich wollte sagen, ich bin nicht ganz alleine hergekommen. Ich habe eine mutige Dame mitgebracht, die hat mich extra von Ulm hier aufkommen lassen, nach Reichwick draußen. Und sie wird genannt der Ulmer Spatz. Einen netten Applaus für Brigitte aus Ulm.
Bevor aber die Kunst zu ihrem Recht kam, musste Johnny King sich erst einmal warm werfen. Die Partnerin überlebte es und so musste nun Tim Ulrichs den Gang vor das Holzbrett antreten.
So, meine Damen und Herren, und nun benötigen wir Herrn Dr. Ulrich. Er wird sich jetzt an die Wand stellen und wir versuchen ihn ganz, den ganzen Körper einzurahmen. Egal was passiert.
Einfach ganz ruhig stehen bleiben, ja? Und einfach Augen zu, am besten.
Das Brett samt Messern verbleibt als Teil der Ausstellung, während Tim Ulrichs schon über die nächsten Aktionen nachdenkt. Wir dürfen gespannt sein. Geschafft. Einige Härchen gekrümmt, aber kein Blut geflossen. Was reizt dem Ulrichs an solch einer Aktion?
Mich hat interessiert, eben jetzt Auge in Auge mit einem Mann zu stehen, der selber seine eigene Kunst betreibt. Und ich wollte ihm Modell stehen für ein, sagen wir es doch mal, ungewöhnliches Porträt meiner selbst. Wobei ich dann eben auch für mich etwas gewonnen habe, was ich bisher noch nicht zu erfahren hatte. Thank you. half a year later, Johnny King was dead, but I'm still alive, as you can see. And as a total artist, I cannot only make performances with my own body, but I have done also other works, for example, with text and language. In Germany, I'm one of the quite well-known concrete poets, which are in many school books. And here, for example, I made the concrete poetry in concrete and beton. So it is now very material. You see six dice with the text casual, and I throw them, and what the result is causal. What normally it could not happen, but it did so. Wolkengebirge, it's not so easy to translate. It's a term in Germany. Clouds and mountains. The mountains of clouds, and I did with marble and mirrors. Heaven on earth, with mirrors and this little cars. Umraum, surrounding, is see four times the word and the letters R and A, and they give the term Umraum, and you see the letters in profiles, so they are very big and you cannot read them when you are among them. This I did in the 60s when I made the measurement of the walls, and you put the directions on the walls, and that was the exhibition. Or here's the measurements, the four, three axes of the space, X, Y, and Z, in iron, and steel. This says really, wirklich in German, but it contains the word we, and the word ich, me. They're connected by the letters K and L. They are in the middle of the alphabet. This work was also in my exhibition in 1994 here in Budapest. I gathered woods in the harbor of Bremen and made this as a negative the form of a ship. And this was done on white sand. And in the middle you see the inscription in neon light. Lost in thoughts and coming up by remembrance. Now, as I show you some furniture, I must say that I'm only engaged with themes from my own surrounding. I'm a philosopher of my own kitchen. I have no exotic themes, but I'm concerned with only with everyday problems and everyday themes. And so here you see the first sitting chair, because normally a chair must stand because you want to sit. And so he gets his own mind and sits down for itself. Here I combined a chair with a table. It's a table chair. In one word, I found three chairs and made a table looking like a chair, but in the height of a table. This was also done in the Ludwig Museum in the Budavari Palotta. You can recognize the old stone on the floor. You have four cups of coffee, but you must take them all together, because otherwise, by the communicating tubes, it will flow over in the other. cups. Here I made homage to Adalbert von Chamisso, who has written a story on Peter Schlemihl, who sold his shadow to the evil. You see a chair, then the three-dimensional shadow, and the third picture they are put together. Here to storm the Venus of Milo, I cut this statue and put them into the shelves. You know the sculpture or painting of Salvador Dali, a Venus of Milo with these shelves. This I called Burnham's Wood, because when you have read Macbeth, you know the Macbeth was in his castle, and the English soldiers were coming to this castle, hiding behind cut trees. And so I make this piece. You can move the woods as the little trees by moving the shelves. Zungenreden, I cannot translate. These are flickering lamps, like a couple. They are talking together. This is außer Atem, without breath. There are ventilators in the chairs, and they are moving like old people sitting in a chair like this. And this, I born in the Second World War, and so I'm very sparsam. I don't spend money for nothing. So they told us, you can use this room, and it was in Linz, in the OK, Open Culture House, OK, the first exhibition, and each artist got one room. And they asked me, what do you want for this room? I say, nothing, I only need one a saw. And I cut the floor, and from the floor I made a table. From the table I made a chair, from the chair I made a teller, what's it called, this? And from the teller, I made a spoon. So afterwards, you could put a spoon into the teller, and this teller and into the chair, and the chair into the table, and the table into the floor. And so you didn't need much. I've never been in San Gimignano, you know, this is a town in Italy. But I made this piece because I heard of it, the towers of San Gimignano, and I turned the tables I found on the streets and painted a little bit, and I made this piece, San Gimignano. And I go back, and perhaps we can show now in the third film. It's also dealing with normal materials, which everybody knows, but not everybody makes art with it. Yeah. It's about 3 or 4 minutes. Louder. I know you could have done this piece better, but we had no rehearsal, and we have done it once, and that's enough, I think. So now I continue with some slides. Now is the next slides are concerning art and how it's done and how what's going on with art and so on. Here you see four pictures, saying that they are pictures only with the word picture built. And in the 60s, I made a series of 50 works, which showed on their front side the picture of the backside on photo linen. They all were different because it's a series of originals, but in the same size. And you also have the title on both sides. So they have the original material, they have the picture, and you have the name. And I also made in 1968 100 of these pieces with a water level, so you have no difficulty to hang it in the right order. And there's also an Senkblei, and from this I divided this second Wasserwaage level. This was done also in 1994 in Budapest. It's one of my favorite pieces, when I can say so. You see a square frame, and there's in the middle there's it can move around me. And you see the 16 glasses filled with wine, red wine. And the level of the wine is horizontal, but because of the weight, it's the whole system is not horizontal. And it's very dangerous, in a dangerous situation. And we did it here, and this was finally now after 15 years, it was bought by the Museum Ritter in Waldenbuch, and it was also on my poster this year when I had the exhibition. And I always write Budapest 1994. Also, this framework was done in Budapest. It was difficult to have this materials to be found. We went around and finally we got it. The picture is not inside this here, but this is the picture, the frame picture, the small space between. I had a stone. I put out materials to have an trog. And afterwards, I filled in the material I've taken out, and it's even now more. Trog sich selbst beinhaltend. And similar to this, I had 15 vases, flower pots, and in each I did 1 liter of plaster, and afterwards I destroyed the flower pots, and they all have the same volume, Inhalt und Form, content and form. The volume is always the same, but not the form. And this piece was also done in Budapest. It was done by Maria Schilf, here, sitting here, and because I had the idea, but I didn't know how to do it. That's always a problem. A good idea, everybody has once in a lifetime has a good idea, but what to do with this idea? So Dora Maurer helped me to find Maria Schilf, and Maria Schilf made the work. I took a red flower pot, I destroyed it to 16 pieces, and she made reconstructions for each part. And so from the one flower pot, now we have 16 new flower pots with original pieces. And I also had done a work in the old Luting Museum. I made a hole into the wall, and I put the hammer and the meisel, the tools I had needed to make this hole and put it into the wall. And afterwards, the hole was covered, and nobody knows what's inside the wall. It's still there. And this was in Berlin. You went into a room, and you could see no pictures. But there was a camera taking the heat and or the warmth in the walls, and a monitor. And when you came in front of them, you could see that behind the wall there were five pictures hidden. They're still there. And in Munich, I did the same with 1,000 euros. It's much money when you translate it to or change it to forint. It's an immense amount, but it's still in there in the Haus der Kunst in Munich. But nobody knows the place. And I'm often not so much interested in what you see, but what you not can see. Or here, for example, I went into a cinema, and we did not film the film from on the canvas on the, but we turned the camera and filmed the light coming out from the projector, and we took the Maltese Falcon, you know, with Humphrey Bogart and Mary Astor and Sidney Greenstreet and so on. And the whole film with the original sound, but with only the light play. Yeah, and I'm also concerned not only with picture, but also normal pictures on canvas, but also with films. Here I was walking from my studio, from my dwelling to the Sprengel Museum in Hanover. And I had a film camera on my shoulder, and I filmed the whole way to the museum. And in the same time, the cameras of the police from in the streets made another film. And what I didn't know is they can move, they can zoom. And so we have two films of each of 1 hour, and you can project them both at the same time. You have the subject camera and the objective camera work. The film is also on the three DVDs I give to the museum. Perhaps you can see them in one time. And what's also connected with art is stealing art. This was done in also in 30 years ago. I went to in the gallery and I had stolen a picture and exhibited it at my own house, and afterwards I gave it back. And it was an interesting affair. Or another, sometimes I have been very aggressive against all these apparatus you can work with. I made a vase. On the one side it was filled with benzene, and on the other the camera was installed, and then I put fire to it, and you see on the left side the fire starts, and then this left side gets loses weight, and so the flames come to the camera, and the camera films how it was burned. And here on the monitor, you can see what the camera has been seen. Or another action, I shot a camera. The camera was filming me. There was a hole of 1 centimeter in an iron plate behind the target. And finally, I shot it, and then the film died. So now I start with another film. There, we have half of the part now. We start with another film, please. It's also about five or 4 minutes. The problem is my bad English, but I cannot help. And now I show some works concerning nature and the world and so on. Here I am completed the earth to a globe, as you can see. Europe on the Stier, the Taurus, the bull. Here I brought together landscape and cards of the landscape, the lines of the hate, as you find them in pictures. And I did a special theme, trees, and you have seen one of these works. This was in 1968, in the winter, 1968 to 1969, in a house I planted 20 trees. When you came into the second level and you open a door to the dormitory, you suddenly were standing in a little wood. Or here there are the signs of wood, of trees with needles or with leaves made of the same kind of wood. Well, I've done a lot of works with camouflage patterns. This was in 1968 too, three trees or parts of trees with camouflage. The nature hides itself by this camouflage. Here I planted a tree, put an axe above it, and after 13 years, the tree was died because of this. It was struggled. And so I have the handle of the axe goes into a tree. Yeah, and to bring movement to trees, as you have seen it by the three wood trees, they are now in Graz in the Austrian Sculpture Park. I made big flower pots in the height of 250 centimeters and put them around trees so that you can think you can put them onto your window shelf. Or I suggested a plan to put the statistical wood from Germany to bring it to other countries by train and plant it there again. Or here it was in Israel near the Golan Heights in the north. Charlton Heston as Moses with the Ten Commandments, with his styropor book, and we made of the stone found there this big book, and olive trees are coming through this book. So you have the struggle between nature and culture. Tree houses, tree houses. And here I took out the grass, put a frame of a house on the spot and put the grass over the house. And afterwards we took it away and so you could put the grass back again. And this is a piece we did also here in Budapest. We took a carpet, 400 centimeters to 400 centimeters. I cut out all these pieces without losing anything. And you see the front side, it's in a good condition. And the back side is just not so good. So we called it Potemkin's Palais. Now it's reconstructed today with the help of people from this house. Miklos Csikely and others have helped us. So it's back again. It was lost for moving to the hilltop to here. And also here you can see that I tried to lose no materials. I took this mountain form. I took out the house, and from the house I took out the chair, and afterwards you can put them together again. In Germany, I don't know whether you do it here also. Often in winter, the monuments or fountains are covered with small houses to protect them from the cold. And I made a little village of such houses in Munich. And I also made a book of, because Munich has nearly 1,000 of fountains and monuments. And a lot of them are covered with such items. And I remembered these works, and I was in Antwerpen. And when you enter the park, the sculpture park of Antwerpen, you find the sculpture King and Queen at Home. It was made by Henry Moore, and he sought the place for it. He put it on the place. And as you can see, I made a house for this couple, this odd couple, so that you can visit them sitting in their own little house now. Like Spießer, I cannot translate. It's also in Antwerpen. I must say that I have studied architecture for 12 semesters, 6 years, but I never finished. And I must say that I try to study, I never finish. I'm living still in this situation to have no, since 1959 I have made no papers, I got no Prüfung. I have no license for driving a car, I've made nothing. I'm still an amateur, and so, but now I have done some architectural works. For example, this couple of houses. They are too small to be real houses, but too big to be only models. And I called them and named them after the park of Brumazzo, not far away from Roma. Because it was built in the 16th century, Mr. Orsini built a house, not like the Pisa tower, which got away from standing upright, but he built it not in the right way. And also this was a competition in Munich, because there was a big stadium for the soccer team of Bayern München, and next to this stadium is a big mountain of rubbish dating from the Second World War, and they wanted to put away also this. They destroyed the little village Fröttmanning, and they also wanted to destroy the little church standing there. But finally, it was rescued. But I thought of this church, and I thought what could have happened to it, and so we rebuilt the whole church in the measurement 1:1, and put it into the mountain of rubbish. I think now we can. Take the fifth film. It's altogether there are six. Also dealing with, as you can say, architecture. Also about 5 minutes or 4 minutes. So there are still some slides I have to show. This was a building I built in the water in the North Sea. It was 300 meters from the strand, from the shore. And when there was no water, the doors were shut. But when the water came, the doors opened. And so the people tried to get into it when they could walk to it, but it was shut. And afterwards, when they had to go back because of the water, the doors were open. And now I come to the last pictures. This was a competition I won in. I had won in the former Karl Marx Stadt. It's now Chemnitz again, called Chemnitz Marketplace, and the competitors were ordered to use the old parts they had found again from the former monument of the Saxonia, the statue which had been there for about nearly 200 years. And I made this project because when I was living in together with other students, you know, when I came home and I was in the kitchen, they put all the dirty items together, the cups, and I had to wash them. And so I made this suggestion for a fountain like this. The water would come through these cups and flow about them. I got the first prize, but it wasn't never built. This was also another competition, and here you see that I not only work with my own body or with some words I use, but also looking at the stars. You know, this star, Ursus Major, der große Wagen, the great lorry, or what would you say? And I made this movable. It's 4 to 4 meters of granite, and we put out parts so to have this picture of the Ursus Major, and put the parts we didn't need as rolls under it to move the whole sculpture. And this is my most expensive and most ambitious sculpture I've ever made. It's the Earth X in the to 1 million. It's 12 meters and 71 centimeters, the half of it going into the earth. And this part is the Earth on the equator, at the equator, and the whole system of 15 tons goes around, moves once a day. And you also can read, there's a line and from north to south, and you can look for the time there. It's very complex sculpture, and you can see it's a sculpture, or you can also say it's a clock, a technical instrument. So I asked the person there to change the slides. The second, you have it here, because as she not, but some of you have waited till now, so I give you the opportunity to see something pornographic. You might they will not see pornographic pictures. So thanking you for waiting all the time, and these are 30 pictures. I show them very quick, and afterwards there comes a little film of 3 minutes. called The End, and that will be the end of this evening, or this evening here in this room. I must say that the pictures you will see are no collage. I found them. I made only cutouts in a square format, and they were not changed by me. And you can also learn something because they have inscriptions, so that you can read what you see there. You can, Alexandros von Antiochia, you can see from there Aphrodite. Venus of Milo had another work with this sculpture, you know. Antonio del Pollo Aiuolo. Slower or more quickly? The Garden of the Garden of Lüste. There's a question mark because they say it might not be of Rembrandt. I also made a book of this. It is my most successful book I ever made. Seven persons engaged in this play. Yes. Of some you see only such a small piece, but Vincent van Gogh has made three pictures of this scene. You can ask, who is asking this question? When will you marry? So you can ask the difference or between art and life, or is there a difference or not? This is interesting because the cigarette paper is called job, and a woman is doing a blow job. It's similar. But you see, the Hungarian have another humor. In Germany, I have more success with this piece, Franz Marc. This is the only picture with two men. This is the most elegant work here, Tamara. You see, most of the pictures are from the 60s and 70s. Nowadays, you don't find so many artworks on the walls when you see couples in these actions. This book was made I printed it in 1992, and afterwards I found so much good other picture that I intend to make a second volume, which will even be better than this. And I hope that it will also be very successful. You know, sex sells. And this is not so interesting, but Chagall is also not so. The late Chagall is not. The late Chagall is not so interesting. The earlier is good, but the late not so. With this picture, I had problems when I was first exhibiting the series. There was a women group, feministic group, and saying, "Oh, you must not show this because it's not good for a woman." But they didn't know that this is it's a man in front of, not a woman. A transsexual man. Another Warhol. You know, Jörg Immendorf died last year. And I also include myself, but here without a woman, but only with a mirror piece. Thank you. And now, at the end, we show the last film, please. It's called The End, and then we've reached the end of this 1.5 hour. The beginning of the end, it says. Thank you for staying here. I've brought some prospectus I can give to you. And that's it. Das kann ich noch verteilen. Ja. Thank you very much for coming. Goodbye. And are there any questions? No. Bitte?
No.
Gut. Adora, du musst ja gleich das mal schon mal haben. Damit, von der Karte habe ich nämlich nicht viele.
Wem soll ich das?
Nein, sollst du haben. Von der Karte habe ich nicht so viele. Von dieser Wackelkarte da, von der.